And today is the 22nd, I think, of March 2017. And it's called lesson number 46, lowering the head. So it's going to be lowering and lifting the head. By any chance, did the rest of you get any of these cones? Okay. There they are. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. It's a funny system, but have to have them. So as you're lying on your back, your legs are long, your arms are long, and you're noticing the contact that you're making on the floor. What does that mean? That means, how are your shoulder blades touching the floor? How is your pelvis touching the floor? How do you sense the area in between your shoulder blades and your pelvis, which is called your trunk, and that's where your spine is? And one of the things that you should feel right away that some people think they should get rid of, so you're going to learn don't get rid of this, is you should feel a little bit of an arch in the lower back. That arch is to be there. Okay? People go to classes and try to make their back flat, and that's no good. Your back's not supposed to be flat. Okay? Your skeleton has a natural curve there. So you have a little arch, and then you feel the area in between your buttocks cheeks, which is your tailbone. Then traveling the other way, you come up and you really feel more weight in that area in between the shoulder blades. And then your cervical spine does the same thing as your lumbar, right? It's got a curve too. So really, you don't feel it resting on the ground, and you don't want to feel it resting on the ground. You feel your head resting on the ground, your skull. So those two curves are really important in the cervical spine and in the lumbar spine, because they relate to each other. And then the area in between your thoracic spine, okay, is the area that's flat. It has a different relationship. So we're going to pay attention to, as you're going to move, you'll see the lower back, it reflects into the cervical spine. So you're going to start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And when you do that, you'll notice that that brings your back to being a little bit more flat, takes that curve away, right? Okay, just a little bit. And so you're going to accentuate that. And I call this a pelvic tilt. My regular students know this very well, where you're going to flatten the lower back. And then you're going to arch the lower back, bringing your belly and the pubic bone forward. Okay? So then you make a bigger arch in your back. And as you're doing this, the other thing that's very important, is it okay I touch you? Is that you're breathing. Excellent. And then you go this way. So as you do this movement, very slow, right, you're sensing what you're doing. There's no lifting. It's a rolling movement. When your pubic bone comes forward and you arch, your chin pulls down into your chest, and when you flatten your back, your chin moves away from your chest. So your cervical spine is moving as well, right? But you're not making it happen. It's just happening. Hey, Bon. That's it. So with this direction you do a lot. So this is the direction we need to work on. Those hips are really tight. There's a habit, yeah, see your habit, you quickly want to go back here. Somebody's told you to go back there, right? So you've done a lot of work in that direction. This is where you need to be, yeah. So again, just feel what's happening with your neck and your chin. So last week, what we did is we kept the head stable. So you got length in your cervical spine. Today I'm having you allow it to move. Excellent. Good. Now you're going to pause for a moment. You're going to lengthen your legs to rest. And you're going to notice, just in that one movement, how that affected your whole spine. How something feels a little easier, a little softer. I'll remind you later, after, because we're not going to do that quite. It doesn't matter. You can do either one. You can do both. Okay. So from here, we're going to come up to sitting, and we're going to start to introduce this movement in sitting. So you're going to sit with your legs crossed. Okay, let's start with your right leg in, and then the left leg. Okay, so you're sitting cross-legged. And if you can, placing your hands onto your knees. Okay, so we're going to do virtually the same movement that you just did on your back in sitting. So you're going to round, right? And then you're going to arch the lower back. So you're going to feel that that happens in your cervical spine. So this is rounding, right? This is arching. So when you round, your chin comes down. When you arch, your chin comes up. And does everybody remember what I said? Right? So I don't want you to be doing this, right? Unless you want to have whiplash and a neck ache later today. So you round a little bit, and then you arch. So you start the movement in your pelvis, and close your eyes to do this, and you feel how as you change the pelvis and the lower back, the neck wants to follow. It's not a forced movement. Okay, so everybody stop. Come back to the center for a minute. So I know this is hard. So some of you are doing exactly what I don't want you to do. So you're doing a very big range like this, dropping your chin all the way down, and then this. Okay, so this is what we did last week. You're not going to move your head because it's hard for people to listen and become aware. I told you I want you to move your pelvis. Okay, so you're not allowed to move your head now. Okay, you got to get it right, because if you don't, your neck will hurt, promise me. Okay, so you round the pelvis and you arch, but you don't move your head at all. You're looking straight ahead. Chin, eyes, nothing gets to move. You've got to start the movement in your pelvis and spine. You have to listen to me. Right? Why do people have injuries? Because they don't listen. And then they do something wrong in the class. It's not the class. It's not an instructor. You're fine, Marlene. You're looking at me like you did something wrong. It's not you. But when I have a lot of new people, so no movement of your head. Right? Your head is sitting on a shelf. That chin is not allowed to move. Okay, that's better. Okay, so now what you need to do is you need to feel what you're doing in your spine and your pelvis. Everybody with me? I mean, this is critical, seriously. Otherwise, you will leave here and really hurt yourself, your neck. Your neck is very fragile. So feel what you're doing in your spine. Now you continue that, allowing your head to find how it follows it. So your head is a follower, it's not the leader. It follows what your spine, that's it. What's your name?
Diane.
Beautiful, Diane. You're getting it now. You see how it's different than what you were doing before? Okay. Now let your chin follow. So when you round, oh yeah, the chin does want to go down. And then when you arch, the chin wants to come up. Okay, they're connected. Don't let your head take over. Don't let your head be the leader.
Is it okay at the end of this to let the upper?
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, some of you were doing this. The very thing I said don't do. It's like children. Don't do this, and they're doing it, right? So I have to back you up. As you round this, the chin comes down, the whole upper back folds, the shoulders come forward. You're rounded. Then what do? Push the belly forward, lift the tailbone, arch, shoulders pull back, chin lifts. It's a sequence. There's a relationship. They're not separate. But what's the instigator is your pelvis. Are we much better? Yes? Good. Excellent. Now, let's rest. Low down onto your back. Lie down onto your back and rest. And this is, I mentioned in the beginning, this is not easy. Because why this is not an easy lesson is because most of us want to do all the movement in our neck. That's why people have neck issues. They're locked up in the thoracic spine, the upper back, so they do everything from their neck. Okay, we're going to come up again. And we're going to change the legs. So you're going to bring your left leg closer than the right. Okay, and so you guys are getting there. You can let the chin drop a little bit. So it's like as you round, your gaze is somewhere here, right? And again, as I move here, as the ribs lift, the chin lifts, and then I'm gazing more up here, right? We're not here. So it's like, here to here. That's the range. That's it, Diane. So the chin can come up a little bit more. There, feel the chest lifted then. Right, that's it. Feel this area right in between your shoulder blades. Then you round. Your back gets wide. Your shoulders round forward. Really accentuate your spine. Not the movement of your head. Again, it's like it's an afterthought. Right? But the spine can really round. And then it can really arch. And make sure you're breathing. Beautiful. Nice. So much better. Now you guys are getting it. Okay, let's take a rest sooner. Go ahead and lie onto your backs and rest. And as you're lying on your back, just feel what's changed now. Something's different in the middle part of your back and spine. Notice how your breath and breathing is different. Now, just like the movement we just did very softly with your head, as my regulars know, you newcomers here, you're going to roll your head to the left and to the right, but very softly. Okay? Your neck is not to roll and look over your shoulder. So you roll only half of what you think you're supposed to do. Okay? Everybody thinks they're supposed to crank their head all the way over to the shoulder, right? We're so abusive with our cervical spine. So just roll in this place where you're just going from like one side of the front of your chest to the other side and feel what that feels like now. So we're going to add this movement and we're going to add this range to what we're doing. It's going to come in the next segment of what we're going to piece together. So as you're rolling your head softly here, pay attention to your ears and notice how the ear comes closer to the shoulder. Okay, it's not going to touch. Please don't make it touch. But it just comes closer, right? You're just aware of that, right? The right ear comes closer to the right shoulder when you roll the head to the right, and so forth to the left. Okay, nice. So this time, when we come up, we're going to come up what I'm going to call a half sitting position. And we won't stay here quite as long. So we're going to, let's stay with the left leg in front, but you're leaning on your forearms. Okay? Now, I know this can be tough with some of you with the shoulders, so we won't stay here too long, okay? So you're going to do the first movement of rounding the pelvis, and your chin comes down towards your throat, and then pushing the belly, and now you're going to feel like you're going to look towards the ceiling. And the shoulders are going to come up towards your ears, and then you're going to round, looking towards your belly button. And then you're going to arch and let your head hang back. Be very, or up towards the ceiling. Be very careful with this. Our neck is very delicate, so please, again, do not let your head hang all the way back. Right? We're going to go at this very gently. That's it. That's it. And you can start to see if you can go a little bit more towards the back of the room, right? So can you look? That's it. Now you're only allowed to take your head back as long as, if you look at me, your chest is lifting and your elbows are pushing into the ground. Okay, but if you're sunken in like this, do not do that. Okay? No. So chest, and then your head's allowed to go back. So the head only goes back as much as the chest lifts. Are we good? It's just like what you did in sitting. You okay, Corinne? Are we good? So, and then you fold and you drop the chin. And then lift, push that chest out. Push. That's it. And come back again. Great. Go down and rest on your backs. Yeah, it's hard. That's not an easy position. So if at any time you feel any discomfort, you let me know. But what does it mean? So you can straighten your legs, Diane. It means that you let your head go back too much without being connected to your spine. Now I'm going to have you go a little bit right and a little bit left again with your head. And notice something very big just changed. Can you feel it's so much easier? It's almost like it just wants to fall to the sides now. It's lighter, yes? Or is that my hallucination? Diane, you feel that? something's easier, right? It's just in that range, it just rolls, right? Isn't that incredible? And we weren't doing that direction yet. But if we do these really small incremental changes, things get better, smoother, easier. You okay, Bonnie? Excellent. Okay, guys, we're gonna come up to that position again. Change the legs. Maybe let's have the right leg in front. Leaning on the forearms. So it's real important that this becomes easy. And I know it's not easy. This is not a natural position, okay? So again, round. When you round, the knees even pull up a little bit. And then when you arch, the knees roll away. You push the belly out. The more that the chest lifts, push those elbows in the ground. You can look to the back of the room, and then you pull back in and look at your belly button. Be very careful, but don't go beyond looking at the kind of the back corner of the ceiling and the wall, right? Don't go beyond that. And your focus, again, should not be your head, but this area of the mid-back, right? It's the part that's going, folding and arching, that's supporting your head. That's enough, Corinne. Yeah, there you go. And then round. That's it, Diane. Pop the chest up even more. There you go. Excellent. You guys are doing really good being cautious. Thank you. Excellent. One more time, and then you're going to rest. That's it, Corinne. That's enough. Good. Okay, and rest on your backs. Legs long. Whew. So again, introduce just rolling a little bit to the right and left, right? And again, after that second time, how is that? Okay, so we're gonna come back to regular sitting. Let's come up. I'm going to bring my left leg in front of the right. Hands are on your knees. So the first thing to just observe from the get-go, how much taller and easier you're sitting. Oh my God, right? What happened? It's like, you guys are all like, whoosh, right? And when we started, you were here, right? Because you're just, it's this part you're moving, right? And it just got a lot stronger. Okay, so now we're going to add in working with the head, moving, like I said, the ear to the shoulder. So think about like you're going to be making a circle. Again, you're going to start the movement with your pelvis, and it's mimicked with your head. So we're going to go back to as you round, the chin comes down. As you arch, the chin comes up. Looking, let's say, to the ceiling and where the wall meet. Okay? Now, this is where it gets a little funky. You're going to do that one more time. And then we're going to start to introduce a little bit of a circle. So you're going to round, your chin's going to come down, and then you're going to bring your right ear a little closer to the right shoulder. And as you arch, your chin is going to come up and around to the right side, and then back to the center. So it's like you're making a half of an arc. And then you're gonna round and lower back on the right side. So think of your chin going from here over to the right and back, right? So you're rounded, and as you start to arch, chin comes up, you find center again, and then you come back over. Nice, Diane. Good. Just to the right. Don't do a full circle. Only work with the right now. So when you round, that's it, it comes down. Just the right side. Beautiful. You guys are really getting about your mid-back. So the movement happens there and the chip, beautiful. Excellent. Now let's try it a couple times to the left. So you round and then you come over to the left. Right, so it's like doing two half circles. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go. Rest on your backs. It's a lot of work. So just take a moment first to rest. If you would like, you can very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and right, but stay in that very small parameter. Just feel how that's coming along. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. We're going to change the leg so your right leg is closer than the left. And we're going to start with going to the left side this time. So you'll round and then you'll bring the left ear towards the left shoulder. Lift the chin as you arch coming to center and then go back. And again, it's not your head moving, so to speak. Your head is responding to your spine, the arch and the round, that's it. So when you round, the chin is down and then comes over to the shoulder. Arch, the chin comes up and towards the ceiling. Then as you start to round, it lowers back over towards the shoulder and then down towards the pubic bone. So Diane, you started to lose your spine.
You're too much bent here.
Yep, you're back to your neck now. So look at my back. See how rounded I am? See how straight you are? So drop the chin, round your back. There. Now from there, bring your chin over to the left shoulder. That's it. And now start to push your belly out. That's it. That's the movement. Now stop right there. Bring it back over and start to round. Fold the chest, soften the chest, take your back back, take the pelvis, that's the movement. Now do it again. Right, start to lift the chest as you, yes, as the ear approaches. Beautiful. Okay, and as some of you have done, you can introduce, it's like making a circle. You can think of it as your chin. You can think of it as your nose. Beautiful, Diane. Now you're finding it. See, so then you, right there, you keep arched and go over to the right shoulder. Bring the, nope, that's your left. Right shoulder. And then as you bring the nose down, round the back, round the back, round the back, round, back, 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 back. Move that upper back. And then as your chin comes to the shoulder is when you start to arch again. So as the chin approaches the shoulders is when the arch in the upper back happens to protect the neck. And then when you come back over towards the shoulder again, you round the down phase. Round, 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 Diane. Back, back, back. Think backwards, backwards. There. That's where I want you. Go over to the other side. Beautiful. So lift the chest more, Marlene, right there. That's it, less with your head. Don't let your chin go anymore. Too much head, and now let the chest do it. Fold, yes. Drop the chin now, fold, fold, fold. Fold, fold, there you go, Marlene. Take the chin to the other side, and right there, start to lift the chest. push those breasts out. More. That's it. And only take the chin that much. Yep, okay, let's rest. You guys did a lot. Woo! Woo! In all seriousness, this is probably one of the most challenging lessons of Moshe's. Because you can see how quickly you want to lose the upper back, right, and spine, and want to go just to the head. That relationship for us has gotten really distanced. That relationship is weak. Just take a nice long rest. Feel your inhalation, your exhalation. Okay, so we're going to come up to the sitting, more leaning on the forearm position, right? So it gets a little tougher. And again, this is where you've got to be very careful. You need to hinder on the side of keeping the chin towards you, right? Let's not let our neck snap off, okay? So, right, you do the rounding, and then you start to bring your chin to the right shoulder, and in this position, it's almost like the ear and shoulder do touch. As your belly comes forward, you start to take the head back safely. Please do not let it hang all the way back. Please take it like so that you're looking at the ceiling, and then you roll back over to the ear and pull the belly in. And just practice that half a circle on the right. Just on the right. That's it, Diane. That's it, Diane. Chest comes up, then the chin can come back. Bring the chest and belly in and bring the right ear back over to the right shoulder. Pull the chin. I know. Right? And when you get tired, you can rest. This is not easy. Fatigue is a factor here. Beautiful, Diane. That's it, Marlene. Chest, chest, chest. Stop the head right there. Too far back, Marlene. Right there.
Oh, God, there's so much work on the muscle.
Okay, and what you use is your chest rounding and your pelvis to pull the head back in, right? So when you get here, whoop, right, this is not this.
Okay.
Use the pelvis. That's it, Corinne. There you go. Nice, Corinne. That's it, Bonnie. That's better, Marlene. Now pull it back. There you go. See? Use the pelvis to pull it back, not the neck. Okay, rest. I know. Rest, rest. That's a hard position.
Should we be conscious of keeping our shoulders level?
No. Well, I mean, I'm not sure what you mean level. So let's wait till we come back up.
I might have been raising.
That's fine. It does. It'll come up and down. Yep. Straighten your legs. Rest them. Okay, we're going to come up again and we're going to introduce the other side. So change over the crossing. If you remember, you might not remember how your legs were. Leaning on the forearms. So now we're going to go to the left. So you start with the chin in the chest and the lower back, the thoracic spine rounded. So your shoulders feel kind of shrugged up, right? And then you start to take your left ear towards your shoulder, and it can touch, right? And when your belly, watch me, when my belly and chest rise, only then do I let the chin come away. But then watch what I do, right? I pull this back in and it brings my head back. It's not the neck muscles, right? So I let it go back, and then I do this and my head comes back. You don't want to go too far, right? What did I say in the beginning of the class? Less is more. This is very delicate. And then if you feel like you can start to make a circle and move through the back and come back around, you're allowed to. Only, beautiful Diane, if you're doing what you're supposed to with the thoracic spine. Corinne, beautiful. Right, that middle part of your back has got to be controlling. That's it, Diane, sink there. And then as your chin comes over to the shoulder, then now you lift the chest, the head goes back, bring the right ear over to the right shoulder, right ear, right shoulder, pull the chest, that's your left ear, but that's okay.
The other right.
Okay, let's rest on your backs again. I know, it's a lot of work. Let's rest. Woo! Fact, you guys have done enough. We're gonna back it up a little bit and make it easier here. Okay, I'd like you to come back up to regular sitting. I'm going to start with my left leg in and then my right. Hands on your knees. Again, just notice your posture. Like, this is so much happier after leaning on the forearms. Okay, so let's just go back to very gently rounding the spine, letting the chin come down, the knees pull up, getting very wide in the upper back. Bringing the pelvis to an arch, bringing the pubic bone forward, lifting the chest, lifting the chin just up to that diagonal, right? So we're just going to do that range. Just feel, it should feel at this point like you don't feel anything. You don't notice anything in your neck. It's effortless. That's how it should feel, right? I mean, it's kind of a weird thing, but when things are really organized and good, you don't feel anything. It's like you're moving through space and there's no grinding, there's nothing. Am I making sense? Diane, are you there? You what?
I have other things going on.
Okay.
But this is all good.
Right, okay, the neck, yeah. Okay, so come back to center. And let's see if we can do a little bit of a circle. So you're going to round. You're going to bring then the right ear over to the right shoulder. As you arch, you're going to do the back arc. So you're in the arched position the whole time that your chin is towards the ceiling and you bring the left ear towards the left shoulder. Then you start to round again. And then you stay rounded all the way until your right ear comes over to the right shoulder. And then you start to arch, and you're breathing. And whatever other things are going on, Diane, they should all be getting better. Because this is moving your pelvis. So move your pelvis, push that belly out, arch that chest, lift it. That's it. That's good, Marlene, and then there, you fold there. That's it, and then bring now your left ear to your left shoulder, Marlene, that's it. Now start to arch, lift the chest, That's it. Keep it lifted. Now bring the right ear over as you're lifted. Now drop it. Drop the chest. Beautiful. Breathe. Okay, rest on your backs again. We're going to change the legs and we're going to change the direction and we will call it good. Okay, go ahead and come up one more time. Let's change the legs. We'll start in the center, but we're going to then do the circle backwards, right? So you'll lower the chin, round the back, let the knees come up, right? Really round that pelvis. Bring the left ear to the left shoulder. As you start to lift the chin, or you think if it's going to lift, it's because the belly's coming forward. The chest is lifting. The sternum is lifting. The shoulders widen. You go through the center and then the right ear comes towards the right shoulder and then you start collapsing the chest. You fold, you round, then chin comes down. You're looking down towards your pubic bone. And you go back over towards the left. Soon as the left ear and shoulder are near each other, boom, chest lifts. Shoulders widen. Open that chest. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Nice, Bonnie. Beautiful. That's it, Corinne. That's it, Marlene. You're getting it. Beautiful. It's coming. Now, see if you can do one or two more times and see if you can feel that there's a little bit of a circle that's happening with your ribs and your spine. Right? So you can almost encourage that, right? As they lift. There's a hint of it. That's it, Diane. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, wow, the whole trunk is making like a circle. That's it, Corinne. You feel it? One side of the rib cage comes forward first, then the other. That's it, Marlene. Feel how right there, right? That's it. The left side shrunk more, right? Excellent, you guys. So the more that your whole spine and trunk is involved, it's getting easy breezy with the head, right? It's the follower. Okay, rest on your backs. Rest, rest. Take a nice rest. Legs long. Just sensing your inhalation and your exhalation. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, right? Stay in that very soft place. But you're going to feel again how easy the ear just rolls towards the shoulder now. Right? It just goes there. Just again, the quality of your head just going left and right. And you should feel nothing in your cervical spine. There's no popping, there's no grinding, there's no tension. Right? So this is how we want things all the time. Excellent. And bring it back to the center, to neutral. And then just notice the curvature in the cervical spine, how it softens some. It's not as steep of a curve. And the lower back, right? They're smaller curves. How the shoulders and your pelvis are lying on the floor, your legs. And just really take another minute here to enjoy resting, kind of recalibrating. Taking in all the movements that you just did and what you just learned. So in a moment, you're going to take your time and you're going to roll to a side. You're going to come to sitting and you can stay there as long as you want, but just take your time going from sitting to standing so you can feel what it's like in standing from this lesson.